That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio. But first, here's news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, US President Donald Trump's executive order to ban people from 7 countries from entering the US has been put on hold until it's argued before a court. The move comes after US District Senior Judge James Robart of Seattle issued a nationwide restraining order blocking the travel ban. The White House quickly responded, saying the federal government would challenge the judge's decision. The White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer released a statement saying the president's order is intended to protect the homeland, and he has the constitutional authority and responsibility to protect the American people. For now, the executive order will be on hold until the judge considers a lawsuit brought by Washington's Attorney General Robert Ferguson, which challenges Trump's order. The president took to Twitter saying Judge Robart had placed America in peril by allowing citizens of 7 Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S. Meanwhile, The Guardian says Australians are almost evenly divided on Trump's ban. Quoting a poll of more than 1,000 voters, it says 41% of Australians supported a ban on people from Muslim countries from entering Australia, compared with 46% opposed to a ban and 14% who don't know. 44% of respondents believe Australia should take similar measures to Trump's executive order, 45% are opposed, and 11% are uncommitted. Coalition voters were the most likely to support a ban. A majority of Labor voters were against a ban. Green voters were the most opposed, with 75% against a ban. Virgin Australia's budget airline Tiger Air is pulling out of Bali permanently following a disagreement with Indonesian authorities. Reuters says the airline was told by Indonesian authorities to switch to a new operating model, but Tiger Air says switching to the new model would take 6 months to put in place and would be expensive. Tiger Air had its permission to fly revoked last month, accused of breaking charter flight rules. Virgin Australia had previously operated the flights, but shifted them to Tiger Air, aiming to restore its international division to profitability. How much tourism revenue Indonesia may lose is still unclear. Tiger Air offered nearly 180,000 one-way seats a year between Australia and Bali. Hong Kong has taken out the top spot as the most visited country in Euromonitor International's annual top city destinations ranking. Even though it actually had falling arrivals, Hong Kong held the top spot for the 7th consecutive year, while Bangkok overtook London as the world's second most visited city with 10% growth. Singapore came in 4th, followed by Paris. Sydney is the first Australian city to appear at number 59, while Melbourne comes in at number 84, 3 spots ahead of New Zealand's largest city, Auckland. Japan was a big winner, with Tokyo rising 6 places to rank 17th and Osaka and Kyoto jumping 27 and 11 places respectively. At the other end of the scale, the October 2015 bombing involving a Russian plane stopped tourism to Egypt in its tracks. Tanzania also fell on hard times with multiple terrorist attacks, with Djerba the only city in the top 100 ranking, but all cities in the country registering double-digit declines. Australians are the most active travellers, according to the latest Expedia Fitness Breaks study. The study of more than 7,000 residents of 7 countries, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Spain, the UK and US, asked them how they incorporate exercise into their holidays. 55% of Australians said they believed it was important to exercise while travelling. Americans came in a close second. The highest percentage of people who outright refuse to exercise while travelling can be found in France. Simply walking and exploring a new city is by far the most popular exercise undertaken while travelling, while many exercise-focused travellers create their own workout. When it comes to accommodation, Americans are most likely to expect fitness offerings at their accommodation, followed by Canadians and Australians. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.